So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Look at this front page of the paper. His cane to fame, lifelong Sox fan Rob Holt, worked his magic and come from behind Game 3 win and hopes to do the same today for Game 4 of the American League Division Series. Rob Holt, retired financial advisor from Northbrook. Good morning, Rob. When did you realize that you became famous?
What? My daughters FaceTimed me during the game, and I had no idea why. And it wasn't until I got in the car and they said, "Dad, you know what's going on?" And I said, "No." And they said, "You're all over everything, Twitter." And so I didn't think much about it. I got home at 1 o'clock in the morning and went to bed at 3. But I had an MRI the next morning that sprained my knee. And when I got home, I picked up my phone and I went, "Holy cow." I had well over 100 text messages, a whole slew of voicemails. And my phone was ringing all day long.
So, so you have
over,
the cane.
Over a goofy little wooden cane. I mean, really.
Yeah, and you have the cane because of your bad knee. But where did the idea come from to point the cane at the Astros?
Well, the guys around me, actually, a lot of this has to do with the extraordinary people sitting around me. They're just a bunch of characters. They're all great fans, but they're really funny, and a couple of them were real loony, and they just kept this thing going and going. They were complaining that Lurie Garcia kept hitting the ball to right field. And they said, "Somebody's got to do something about it." So I picked up my cane, I pointed to Lurie, and I said, "Lurie, hit the ball to left field." And he did on the first pitch. And then the next guy came up, and I said, pointed to him, and I said, "Hit it in the gap." And the guy did on his first pitch. And then all these guys saying, "It's magic." And my son said, and my son Chris said, "No, it's not the cane. It's him. He's a wizard. His name is Gandalf." And that started the whole thing. Then it just became a screwy festival in there. And I wasn't allowed to put my cane down for a while. And then they said, "Well, what are you going to do about the Astros?" So then I switched it around and they faced the handle through them. And that's when I was twisting around and telling them there was no way they're going to make the bases, they're going to get on base. They're weak. It'll never happen. And they kept striking out. And he didn't hit. And so that just made it even worse for everybody around. And when I finally did retire the cane, then they wanted insurance runs. And so Vaughn came up and I said, "Okay, this is it, guys. Last battery's done." And so I pointed to Vaughn. I said, "Hit one in the gap." And the kid did and scored 2 runs.
Love it.
The probability of that happening is what? 1 in a billion, but it happened.
Well, evidently not.
Yeah.
When did you hear from the White Sox?
They came down probably maybe the 4th or 5th inning, and they said, "We've been looking for you for 3 innings." And I said, "I've been here the whole time." And they said, "We want you to come to the game tomorrow and be our guest and make sure you bring the cane." And actually, they just wanted the cane, and you know, I could have stayed home, but... So I said, "Yeah, that'd be great." And my son is here. And so they said, "Good, bring your son." So today we're going to go down there and meet with them a little bit after 12 and find out what we're supposed to do. But not sit in my seats. I'm in section 120, row 3, which is right at the end of the visitor's dugout. And these seats the White Sox are providing us are right in the middle of the home dugout, 8 rows back. So yeah. It should be interesting.
All right, we'll look for you. So you'll be behind third base and with your cane.
Yeah.
And do me a favor, and all White Sox fans a favor, Rob, if Kimbrel comes in the game, do what you can with the cane, okay? Put a spell on the Astros batters. Know what I mean?
Kimbrel.
And also,
where did the guy get that from? I mean, he's got to scare the hell out of people when, excuse my language, when they get up to bat and they see that for the first time.
Well, one other favor, if you will, and I know you'll be on TV again today. So if we give you like a poster board with an advertisement for our morning show here on WGN Radio, could you attach it to the head of the cane? And when you're waving it around, give us a little publicity?
Yeah. I'm sure the White Sox would love that. But.
All right, well, we'll let you go get ready for the game. And you've been a season ticket holder for how long, Rob?
Well, I think it's a little over 30 years, 34 years.
Wow. All right. Well, you deserve the attention you're getting. And we'll look for
it. A lot of pathetic years, but this is bingo. Rick Hahn really deserves a lot of kudos for putting this team together. It really is an amazing team of athletes. Fun to watch.
Yeah, let's hope we get another game tomorrow night in Houston. Hey, you may have to fly down
take
there.
Take care of the charter.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's Rob Holt from the North Shore, retired financial advisor. Thanks for the time this morning, Rob. Go Sox!
Go Sox. Thanks for having me, guys. Bye-bye.
All right. See ya. That's a funny story. And I'm sure he'll be on television more today than he was even on Sunday night after all this
attention, believe it.
Publicity,
yes.
Right?